Michael, you started off that game just like you did in the semi-final. How important do you think it was to the eventual result that Barney somehow came out of that session 3-2 up?
Yeah, I can believe it, but I missed doubles, or he threw a big finish, and but it's clutch for him as well. And after that, it was very difficult for me to get into the game, and we still didn't play that bad, but not good enough. And it was a difficult game for me. And he was the better player this game. Simple as that.
We've seen you at your brilliant best at this William Hill Grand Slam of Darts. Every time it looked like you were going to kick into gear in this one, Barney just seemed to take out a big shot or have an 11-dart leg or just something to stop you from doing it.
Yeah, you need to have a bit of luck to win a tournament as well. Last time against Mervyn, I had that bit of luck, and this time I didn't. It's part of the game as well, and I don't want to put my mind too many on it, and I want to carry on. I want to go to play well in the next tournament.
What did it mean to you to make this final here and play, you know, make Barney play the old stuff that we know he can play to actually beat you?
Yeah, this means a lot to me, of course, because it's very difficult to get in a big major final like this. I've beat Phil and even more good players, Colt Waits, Dean Winstanley. I showed my best game this week, but that's just not enough, and hope I can do it next time.
But after winning the Grand Prix, being a finalist here, playing some amazing darts, you must feel you're able to call on that, you know, your brilliant best so much more regularly than you've been able to in the past.
Yeah, I'm playing well, so I need to keep this going, and I don't need to make mistakes. I just keep my mind on the game, and I will be playing well in the next tournament also. So looking forward to the next one, and I have a week off and sort everything out, and then I will be back.
And just finally, what did it mean to you to hear Barney there say that you are going to be the best in the world and a future world champion?
Yeah, it's always easy to say, but that has nothing to do with this final. And I want to win this tournament we're playing now and not next year or in 10 years. I want to win now. I'm playing well now. And if that's not happened, you're disappointed. And that's how I see it. But never mind, there's a lot of tournaments coming up.